Panchakalpataru Bhyaschaki Pasindhu Bhyavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. I'm Bhaktivikas Swami. I'm speaking for a podcast to be broadcast on December 19th, 2018. First of all, I must offer my humble obeisances to all the great Vaishnavs who are going out and distributing Srila Prabhupada's books in that place. Hell, certified by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada as Hell, London. I offer you my respectful obeisances. As a senior, it's my social responsibility to offer you guidance and blessings, but actually, you are all great souls. You are the one I should be taking the dust of London from your lotus feet as you go out and distribute Srila Prabhupada's books to all the unfortunate people there. I'm going to read something from a book I wrote called Jai Srila Prabhupada. As you're all great servants of Radha Landanishwara, you're giving out this mercy of Radha Landanishwara. So I wrote, Radharani is more merciful than Krishna because she gives us Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most merciful incarnation because he gives us Radha and Krishna. Srila Prabhupada is the recipient and distributor of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy because he has practically done Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's work, distributing the highest gift of love of Krishna all over the world to the most fallen people. You know all about it there in London. I'm reading again. Practically, Srila Prabhupada is more merciful than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because he is giving us Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha and Krishna. Brothers, please be merciful. Give Srila Prabhupada's mercy widely, liberally to others. Give his books. Give his books. That's what you're doing. The theme of this marathon is The Only Shelter. It's really the perfect theme for distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, especially there in London. The whole of devotional service means taking shelter. Sharanagati. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given us a whole series of songs. All the Vaishnava prayers, Yamuna Acharya, Stotaratna, it's all about taking shelter. And we can't distribute books unless we take shelter. These books are for giving shelter to the whole world. But we ourselves have to take shelter. My own personal remembrance going out in that hellish city of London, it's not easy going out and facing all the conditioned souls in my earliest days in this Krishna conscious movement, going out and distributing books and just remembering, going out there, remembering the lotus feet of Radha Landanishwara, and that we want to bring all these unfortunate people to Radha Landanishwara. It's not easy to go out among so many arrogant, foolish, maybe even some nice people, but all a long, long way from Krishna, but only by taking shelter of Radha Landanishwara and their devotees can we have the strength to go out day after day after day after day, go out and distribute these books. I'm reading from Kushakrata Prabhu, that great Sanskrit poet who glorified Krishna, his translation from one of his writings. Seeing the fierce army of illusions put forward by the forces of Kali Yuga, Srila Prabhupada has released an unlimited shower of powerful arrows in the form of his books. So this Prabhupada marathon is for giving shelter in the form of his books, and everyone can get closer and closer to the shelter of Srila Prabhupada, closer and closer to the shelter of Radha Landanishwara. By distributing these books, everyone can participate according to their own capacity. There are great frontline warriors who go out day after day after day. Now you're on day 19, and for some devotees, they've lost count how many days, because they go out throughout the year. All glories to their service, all glories to all the devotees, all those who help in any capacity, whether you're a Hanuman throwing boulders, ripping them off the tops of the mountains, or a little squirrel pushing some sand, you're all pleasing Lord Ramachandra. Everyone is needed, everyone, those who prepare the prasadam, those who pack the book bags, those who bring in the Lakshmi, collect all the Lakshmi, All great souls. Everyone is needed. In the end, everyone is benefited, especially those who get these books. How much they're benefited by getting your contribution, what you're doing to help Srila Prabhupada's movement by giving out Srila Prabhupada's books. Give out Srila Prabhupada's books. Srila Prabhupada wrote about this, and he said about this, I'm quoting Srila Prabhupada, "Our book distribution is the most important task in our society. Therefore, I am giving so much stress and I'm working so hard on this because this is my life and soul according to the order of my Guru Maharaj. And by his grace, it is to some extent successful. And I took it seriously. I take it seriously still now. This is my life and soul." So what better way to take shelter in Srila Prabhupada than serving his life and soul, what he gave his life and soul for, translating his books, for producing his books. And we can become connected in this. 11 months in the year, we can get the mercy in so many ways. The whole of Krishna consciousness is taking shelter and getting mercy. And we do that by Harinam's festival, going on book distributions, retreats, camps, so many different things. So many ways we can get the mercy. So getting the mercy means to become empowered by Krishna, Krishna Shakti Bina Nahayata Prabhatam, to be empowered by Krishna. So having built up all this spiritual strength, now it's time for that to let that out, let it out to others, let the mercy go out. The poor conditioned soul, that's one Vaishnava quality which we can all imbibe very easily by going out and distributing books in that hell of London, is the Vaishnava quality of compassion for these poor people who are suffering so much, even though many of them don't even realize it, although it's quite apparent to the devotees how much they suffer, how much they need Krishna, how much they need Srila Prabhupada's books. So taking shelter, what are we taking shelter from? Where's the attack? The attack is on 24 hours a day. 24 hours a day, even when we're sleeping, Maya is there. She doesn't sleep. She's always there. Always there. Not only ready to attack us, but always attacking us. She doesn't take any holidays. She doesn't say, "Oh, here's an advanced devotee, I'll leave him alone." She's always on the lookout to see if she can drag us down. She attacks everyone in this world, and especially the devotees, by her prakshepatmika vritti, where she's got everyone covered up and sealed up, and those who try to escape by being Krishna conscious, she makes a special effort to pull them down. And she tries to bewilder everyone, so we can take shelter in Krishna, mameva ye prapadyante mayam etam tarantite. By the spiritual method of spiritual attack is the best means of defense. Our taking shelter is not running and hiding in a corner, but running out onto the streets, into the subways, wherever there are people, and giving out Srila Prabhupada's books. Spiritual attack is the best means of spiritual defense, the best shelter to do our part in spreading the Sankirtan movement, giving Srila Prabhupada's books to the whole world right there in London. The whole world is right there. So giving out these books is the only hope for this ignorant, bewildered civilization. And we fortunate persons who have taken shelter of Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet, we can also spread that mercy to others and help in this, as the whole society becomes more and more and more and more degraded in so many ways. These books are the only hope for the fallen society. Another quote from His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Many, many times he spoke about his books. Here's one quote. "Any page you open, that is wonderful reading matter. My ambition is to spread these books far and wide, all over the world, so that everyone shall read at least one of our books, and that will change his life. If only 1% become devotees, that will change the world. So everything we need for our spiritual advancement is right there in Srila Prabhupada's books, and we're giving that opportunity to others. They're the essence of all the Vedic knowledge, all the Vedic wisdom. As everything in this material world changes, that's another reason we don't find any shelter in this world. Nothing is permanent, everything is transient, unpredictable. But Srila Prabhupada's books, they provide a permanent shelter. Hare Krishna, all glories to your service of passing them out. Hare Krishna.